All right. I think this mic works better than the one I normally use because you listened right away today. Either that or you're just a lot calmer than last week. Anyways, welcome again to New Life. Glad you're here. Good morning. So this morning we have a guest with us, and he's been here before. And has encouraged us and inspired us, Fernando Trevino. He's from Bogota, Colombia, and is the director of Youth for Christ, a chapter of Youth for Christ in Bogota, and has partnered with New Life Church here in Abbotsford for several years now. And it's been our privilege to be able to partner with him and to get to know him. Not only is Fernando busy in Bogota, but he has probably, I don't know, for the last 6 or 7 years maybe, joined us in Laure, Honduras, and has helped our team there, working in the community of Laure. And so he's become a great friend to this congregation and just a wonderful inspiration. And we've given him the opportunity to preach to you today because he has a word for you from God, and I want you to listen to it. Not only is he preaching, but he's also brought his wife along this time. You've heard him before. This time, what he has to say is so important, he brought his wife. So I want to invite them up now. I just saw Justin. I hope that doesn't mean. Come on up. Astrid, come on up, please. We've met Fernando too many times, so we need a new face. And wonderful. So this is Justin.
Nice to meet you all for the first time.
And he can speak something else, so he's going to translate. So anyways, welcome to New Life. Welcome to Abbotsford again for you. And this is your first time.
No, segunda vez.
Second time. Okay, wonderful. Excellent. First time I've met you. So, yes. All right. Well, I just want to say a prayer, and then I'll let you carry on. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to be able to partner together with Fernando and Astrid. And we pray for a blessing upon both of them in their visit here. And we pray for a blessing upon Fernando as he shares your word with us. And we pray, Father, that you will give them strength, wisdom, and courage to continue to minister where you have placed them in Bogota, and thank you for the opportunity for them to minister here as well. We praise your name, and we thank you for all your goodness and your faithfulness. Help us to listen and indeed to grow as we seek to change, have a changed life, to reflect more of who you are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
¿Me escuchan ahora sí?
Can you hear me all right?
Good morning, family. So I'm so happy to stay here again. Translate, please.
Estoy muy feliz de estar aquí otra vez.
Se entendieron. They understood that then.
Yeah, no. It's amazing to see many, many friends here. Really, I feel like in home. And thank where's the pastor? Thanks, Nathan, for the opportunity to share today. Bien, esta mañana quiero compartir con ustedes.
This morning I want to share with you.
Y es algo que quiero compartirles a ustedes y compartirme a mí primero.
And it's something that I want to share with you, but I also want to share it with myself.
Primero, la oportunidad. Estoy muy contento de ser tan bendecido por la iglesia.
First, I want us to say thank you because I've been so blessed by this church.
Ustedes estando acá no se imaginan lo que son en ayuda y en soporte para nosotros allá en Colombia en lo que hacemos.
You have no idea what this church means to us, the support that we receive when we are in Colombia from you.
Algunos de ustedes han tenido la oportunidad de visitarnos.
Some of you have had the opportunity to visit us.
Y ver lo que está pasando allí en Colombia.
And to see what's happening there in Colombia.
Algún día, no sé cómo, pero me gustaría tenerlos a todos ustedes allá con nosotros.
One day, I'm not sure how this would happen, but I'd love to see every single one of you in Colombia with us.
A promise?
A promise? All right.
Okay. Vamos a compartir en el libro de la epístola de Hebreos, por favor. Capítulo 3.
We're going to be opening our word today to Hebrews, and that'll be in chapter 3.
Versículos 7 al 15.
Verses 7 to 15. Está bien. Yo, está bien. Starting in verse 7, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. During the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me for 40 years, saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end, the confidence we had at first. As has just been said, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion.
Cuando nosotros hablamos de reposo,
when we speak of rest,
es una palabra muy conocida para nosotros.
It's a very well-known word to us all.
Cada uno de los que estamos acá esperamos que cuando conocemos a Dios, Él nos traiga reposo a nuestras vidas.
Every one of us that knows Jesus expect that we will enter into his rest.
Cada uno de nosotros en algún momento hemos sentido que es estar en paz y en reposo. Cada uno de nosotros en algún momento hemos sentido lo que significa estar en paz y en reposo.
Every one of us at one time or another has known what it feels like to be in peace and in rest.
Pareciera que es lo normal para todo cristiano vivir en reposo.
It should be what it is to be normal to live in peace for a Christian.
¿Cuántos de nosotros confiamos en Dios?
How many of us trust in God?
Everyone?
Everybody? Todos.
Todos, ¿cierto? Confiamos en lo que Él hace.
In what He does?
Confiamos en lo que Él hizo.
Do we trust in what He did?
Y confiamos ciegamente en lo que Él va a hacer.
And do we trust in what He's going to do?
Es parte de nuestra vida como cristianos.
It's part of our lives, our Christian lives.
Lo que me llama la atención acá es que durante todo el pasaje,
What's brought to my attention is that throughout this entire passage,
aún en el capítulo 4 de Hebreos,
even in chapter 4 of Hebrews,
habla 10 veces acerca de entrar en reposo.
He talks 10 times about what it is to be in rest.
10 veces.
10 times.
Está recalcando o afianzando o diciendo varias veces, usted necesita estar en reposo.
He's repeating, restructuring, re-strengthening the desire and the importance of being in rest.
Al comienzo del pasaje habla acerca de la condición.
The beginning of the passage starts with the condition. This is the condition.
Versículo 8 dice, no endurezcamos nuestros corazones.
Verse 8 says, do not harden your hearts. Let us not harden our hearts.
Pero endurecer los corazones no es parte de la vida cristiana. El endurecer el corazón no es parte de nuestra vida cristiana, pareciera.
Hardening our hearts is not part of our Christian walk. We wouldn't think that.
No, pero sí vivir en reposo.
But to live, yes, but actually to live in rest.
Ninguno de nosotros endurece nuestro corazón.
None of us hardens our hearts.
¿Alguien tiene el corazón endurecido hoy?
Anyone here has a hardened heart? Mentirosos.
Yo soy el primero. ¿Alguien más?
I'm the first one. Is there anyone else?
Hey, another one.
Another one, yeah.
Humor. Hey, good for you.
Good for you.
Hace, yo trabajo con mucha, en medio de mucha necesidad.
I work in the midst of a lot of need.
Hace tres semanas una familia con la que trabajamos.
About 3 weeks ago, we were working with a family that is works with us.
Tres hijas. Las tres tienen retardo mental.
There's three daughters, and each one of the daughters has mental handicaps.
La mayor está siempre en la calle buscando qué hombre le dé dinero porque sabe que los hombres le dan dinero por algo.
The oldest daughter is always in the streets looking for money, and she looks for that money from men because she knows that men will give her money for something.
La del medio siempre está buscando qué robar.
The middle daughter is always looking for something to steal.
Y la más pequeña tiene 14 años.
And the youngest is 14 years old.
Es la que ha estado más tiempo con nosotros.
And she's the one that spent more time with us.
Y hace tres semanas la violaron.
¿Otra vez?
Hace tres semanas fue violada.
And 3 weeks ago she was raped.
Cuando al otro día conocí lo que pasó.
The other day when I found out what happened.
Lloré, estaba muy molesto.
I just cried and I was so upset.
Yo decía, ¿por qué tienen que pasar este tipo de cosas?
I asked, why does these kind of things have to happen?
Y más con las personas con las que yo trabajo.
And even more so with the ones that I'm working with.
Yo conozco esta niña, conozco
su cara. I know this young lady, I know her.
Y ella no puede hablar, por ejemplo.
She can't, for example, she actually can't speak.
Su familia, su madre.
So in her family, her mother.
Hablaba de esto como si fuera algo muy normal en este lugar.
She spoke of this as if it was something very normal.
Y yo cuando la escucho hablar, si fuera mi caso, yo no sé qué harían ustedes si fueran uno de sus hijos que le sucediera esto.
If it was me, I don't know what you would do if this were to happen to you and in your family.
Yo estaría, me volvería loco realmente.
It would drive me crazy. It would just turn me insane.
¿Qué harían ustedes?
What would you do?
Sentirían molestia, ¿cierto? Sentirían rabia, sentirían dolor.
You'd feel upset, you'd feel pain, you'd feel madness.
Pero esta mujer tenía su corazón realmente endurecido.
But this woman actually had her heart hardened, actually hardened.
¿Saben que esta mujer nunca a sus tres hijas las llevó a un colegio? No saben leer ni escribir.
She never took any of the three daughters to school. They don't know how to read or anything.
Y uno dice, pues, ¿cómo puede pasar en pleno siglo XXI estamos? ¿Cómo puede pasar en pleno siglo XXI este tipo de situaciones?
And I ask myself, how in the 21st century can this kind of thing be happening?
El mundo tiene el corazón endurecido.
The world has its heart hardened.
Las personas que no conocen de Dios tienen el corazón endurecido.
People who don't know Jesus have their hearts hardened.
Pero saben, muchas veces nosotros, en la manera en que vivimos la vida cristiana, tenemos el mismo tipo de corazón.
But many of us who even live the Christian lives still have our hearts hardened as well.
Cuando Dios habla acerca del reposo,
when God speaks about rest,
no es acerca de la manera en que vivimos.
It's not about the manner in which we live.
No es la manera en cómo vivimos materialmente.
It's not in the manner in how we conduct our lives in material things.
Que nuestros hijos estén bien.
And that our kids would be okay.
Nuestro trabajo esté bien. Nuestra salud esté bien.
That our work and our health would be okay.
Que nos veamos bien los unos a los otros.
That we would see each other the way that we see each other and perceive one another.
Si tú miras al que está al lado, puedes decirle, ¿cómo te ves de bendecido hoy?
When you look at somebody beside you, you say, oh, how blessed do you look?
Dile al que está al lado, ¿cómo te ves de bendecido hoy?
Dile.
Dile.
Say to that person beside you, say, how blessed you look. Go ahead. How blessed you're looking super blessed. That's better, yeah. You're looking blessed.
Dile, te ves guapo y bendecido.
You look handsome or pretty and blessed.
Dile.
Tell your neighbor. Te ves muy guapo y bendecido.
Tú te ves muy bien.
Gracias, por eso hago todo en mi vida. That's why I do everything.
Pero realmente,
But in the reality,
cuando yo voy a la palabra de Dios,
when I go to the word of God,
cuando yo entiendo realmente qué es endurecer el corazón,
when I actually know what it is to harden my heart,
or es entender heart, que muchas veces, como persona, aún como cristiano,
and it's understand that many times, even as a Christian,
no estoy siendo la persona que Dios quiere.
I am not actually living out the person who I'm meant to be as a Christian.
No estoy sintiendo como Dios quiere que yo sienta.
I'm not feeling the way that God wants me to feel.
No estoy creyendo como Dios quiere que
I'm
Dios.
Not believing the way that the Lord wants me to believe.
No estoy actuando como Dios quiere que yo actúe.
I'm not acting the way that God wants me to act.
Y eso sucede muchas veces.
And that happens a lot of time.
Pudiéramos decir que esto nos sucede todo el tiempo.
And I can say that we could say that it happens all of the time.
A mí me cuesta.
It's difficult for me.
Todo el tiempo es una lucha constante.
All the time it's a struggle for me.
Sentir como Dios quiere que yo sienta.
That I feel and like feel the way that God wants me to feel.
Cuando podemos ver un corazón endurecido, si hubiera un cardiólogo acá diría que es un corazón muerto.
If we were to see what a hardened heart looks like, a cardiologist would say that this is a dead heart.
No tiene movimiento.
It doesn't have movement.
No genera vida.
It doesn't give life.
No genera acciones.
It doesn't generate good action.
El corazón, cuando nuestro corazón está vivo,
when our heart is alive,
todo nuestro cuerpo, todos nuestros pensamientos, todas nuestras acciones generan movimiento.
When our heart is alive, our whole body, our whole everything about us generates actions.
Es el único órgano en el cual si está muerto, todo el resto no funciona.
It's the only organ in the entire body that if it does not work, the rest of them don't work.
Tú puedes tener tu cerebro, tú puedes tener te puede faltar algo, te puedes faltar cualquier parte.
You could have your brain or other parts of your body.
Pero deja de funcionar tu corazón y estás.
But if your heart dies, that's it.
Tienes un corazón endurecido y el resto del cuerpo está muerto.
If you have a hardened heart, the rest of your body is dead as well.
En Hebreos capítulo 4, versículo 10 y 11.
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10 says,
Hebreos 10 y 11.
10 and 11.
No, 4, 10 y 11.
Chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
Yo he tenido que entender en mi vida.
I've had to understand and learn in my life.
Estar en reposo.
To be in rest.
No tiene que ver con las cosas hacia afuera.
Has nothing to do with the things that are external.
No tiene que ver con lo que yo consiga.
It doesn't have anything to do with what I receive.
Con todo lo que yo pueda hacer por otros aún.
Or what everything that I can do for other people.
Muchos de nosotros nos sentimos bien cuando podemos ayudar a que otros.
A lot of us feel good or feel accomplished when we are able to help other people.
Cuando donamos, por ejemplo.
When we donate, when we give.
Cuando vamos a hacer misiones.
When we go and serve in missions.
Pero ¿qué acerca de ti mismo?
But what about you personally?
¿Cómo está tu corazón?
How is your heart? How is your heart personally?
Yo llevo 35 años en la vida cristiana.
I've lived 35 years in my Christian life.
Y me cuesta andar encontrar reposo. Aún todavía me encuentro estar en reposo.
And still today it costs me it's difficult for me to enter into rest.
Tenemos tantas cosas adentro.
We have so many things within.
¿Cuántas cosas a nosotros nos angustian, nos preocupan, nos
so
afanan?
So many things that cause anxiety and worry and concern.
Pero ¿cuánto hemos también dejado de creer?
¿Otra vez?
¿Cuántas cosas hemos dejado de creer?
But how many things have we stopped believing?
Tendríamos que reconocer que muchas de las cosas que Dios dice en su palabra no son todavía reales en nuestras vidas. Tendríamos que reconocerlo, que muchas cosas
we'd have to recognize that very many things
que hemos aprendido de la Biblia,
that we've learned in the Bible, in our life,
que hemos visto de la palabra de Dios,
that we've seen about the word of God,
todavía no son reales en nuestras vidas.
Still is not a reality in our lives.
Porque tenemos un corazón.
Because we have a hardened heart.
Muy endurecido.
Very hardened.
¿Qué acerca de ti? ¿Cómo estás tú? ¿Cómo está tu corazón en el día de hoy?
What about you personally? What is the condition of your heart?
¿Cuál es tu lucha hoy?
What is your struggle today?
¿Cuál es tu preocupación hoy?
What is your concern today?
¿En qué cosa hemos dejado de confiar hoy?
In what area of your life have you stopped trusting?
¿Cuánto hemos escuchado de Dios durante muchos años?
How many of us have heard about God through many, many years?
¿Cuánto llevas en la vida cristiana?
How many years have you been in a Christian life?
¿Cuántas predicaciones has escuchado acá?
How many sermons have you listened to?
Y todavía hoy, de pronto, no tenemos reposo.
And yet, even today, we still do not enter rest.
En alguna área de nuestra vida, hoy no tenemos reposo. En alguna área de nuestra vida, en este momento, hoy no tenemos reposo.
¿En alguna o todas?
En alguna.
¿En cualquiera?
¿En cuál, en este momento, área de tu vida, en este momento?
In what area of your life right now do you actually have rest?
Pregúntate en este momento.
Ask yourself that right now.
El reposo de Dios es algo realmente sobrenatural.
The rest of God, the actual rest of God is supernatural.
Encontrar el reposo de Dios es algo que es un don de Dios, es un regalo que Dios nos quiere dar.
The rest of God is actually a gift from God. It's something that he gives to us and it's different from other rest.
Pero tendríamos que reconocer cómo está nuestro corazón.
But we have to recognize the condition of our heart.
¿Para cuántas cosas Dios quiere que le creamos? ¿Para una o para todas?
How many things does God ask us to believe in? One thing or all of them?
Yo tengo que reconocer hoy.
I have to recognize today.
Que hay muchas áreas en mi vida que me cuesta todavía.
Because that, I have to recognize today that there's many areas of my life that are still a struggle.
Hay momentos en los cuales sé que mi corazón está... No es el corazón de Dios, es mi corazón.
There's times and areas in my life that I recognize that it's my own heart, it's not God's heart.
No son los pensamientos de Dios, son
it's
mis
not
pensamientos.
The thoughts of God, it's my thoughts.
No son las preocupaciones de Dios, son mis preocupaciones.
It's not God's concerns or worries, but they're my own.
No es la vida de Dios, es mi vida como la quiero vivir.
It's not God's life, but it's my life the way that I want to live my life.
Y Dios nos recalca aquí varias veces. Entra en el reposo de Dios.
And God urges us and calls us in his word many times, enter into my rest.
Entra en el reposo de Dios.
Enter into God's rest.
Yo no sé cuántos de ustedes quieren entrar en el reposo de Dios.
I don't know how many of you want to enter into God's rest. I do.
Nosotros en nuestro lugar de trabajo allá en Colombia.
In our ministry in Colombia.
Estamos trabajando en una población muy 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 necesitada.
We work in an area, a city that is in very very deep need.
Muchas personas sufren allá.
So many people suffer in that community.
Pero también muchas personas están acostumbradas a que esa es la vida que les tocó.
But so many of them are accustomed to the fact that that's the life that they have. That's what they have. That's what they got.
Vemos muchas familias completamente abandonadas a su suerte.
We see so many people just completely abandoned to luck or to just whatever happens.
Esperando siempre lo peor.
Just expecting the worst always.
Nada bueno va a pasar en la vida.
Nothing good is going to happen in my life.
Cualquier cosa es pequeña es ganancia. No esperaban. No esperan realmente nada bueno.
Whatever small thing comes that is a blessing, it's like, oh yeah, that's above and beyond, that's great.
Adultos que no quieren saber leer y escribir.
Adults that don't know how to or don't want to know how to read or write.
No quieren que sus hijos sean alguien en la vida.
Don't care if their kids grow up to be anything.
No importa si sus hijas se van con un hombre siendo adolescentes.
They don't care if their teenage daughters go to be with a man.
Y yo creía
and I believed
que ser parte de la solución de ellos, ayudarles, o creía que de pronto estar involucrado con ellos,
and I believed that to be a part of their lives, I would see change.
Eran no tener yo el corazón endurecido.
Usted pensó que usted no tener el corazón así.
Ayudarles a ellos.
I saw that me living with them, with my heart not hardened, would cause change in their life.
El que yo no soy, yo sí soy sensible.
Sensible, sencillo. Oh.
Sensible. Yo sí puedo sensible, sensitive.
You're sensitive? Okay. So I am a sensitive type person.
Sí. Sí, ellos son insensibles. Yo sí.
They are insensitive style people. I am a soft-hearted person, let's say.
Pero es por lo que yo creo que Dios está, no lo que se ve por fuera, que todos allá hay mucha necesidad, se ve mucha necesidad.
There in that community you can see there's a lot of need and you can see that need.
Es fácil querer ir a hacer
algo. It's very obvious to see the need and it's easy to go want to see to help.
Pero Dios está mirando es adentro de
But what God is looking at is not the exterior, but what's happening inside, internally.
No lo que puedas hacer con tus manos.
Not what you can do with your hands.
Sino realmente lo que tú estás sintiendo adentro.
But what you can actually feel and do inside, internally.
¿Qué tan sensible es tu corazón? No hacia la necesidad de otros, sino hacia tu propia necesidad.
How soft and how sensitive is your heart, not to the needs of others, but to your own internal needs.
¿Qué tan cómodos estamos con lo que somos?
How comfortable and how satisfied are we with how we are, who we are?
¿Qué tan cómodos estás con tu cristianismo?
How comfortable or how happy are you with your Christianity?
¿Con lo que Dios realmente ve de ti?
With what God actually calls you to live, how he calls you to live.
Si en este momento se apagaran todas las luces.
If in this moment, if all the lights were to be shut off,
no vieras absolutamente nada.
You wouldn't see absolutely anything.
No supieras quién está al lado tuyo.
You wouldn't know who was beside you.
La luz de Dios estaría exclusivamente sobre ti.
¿Otra vez?
La luz de Dios estaría exclusivamente sobre ti.
The light of God would be specifically on you.
Viéndote a ti solo.
Watching you only and only you alone.
Esperando por ti solo.
Waiting for you alone.
Y viéndote adentro.
And seeing what's happening inside of you.
El reposo de Dios.
The rest of God.
Es algo que debemos buscar.
Is something that we actually should be searching out.
Solos.
By ourselves, alone.
Solos.
Alone.
Creo yo. Yo realmente creo o espero.
I truly believe and hope.
Iglesias,
that churches
que realmente busquen de Dios,
would actually truly search for that.
No
God.
Como una liturgia, no como un evento.
Not as an event or something to attend.
Sino porque tiene miembros, personas, adentro.
But that the churches would have members within.
Que realmente buscan y viven el reposo de Dios.
That would truly seek out and live out the rest of God.
Es algo que yo tengo que aprender. Me cuesta muchísimo.
And it's something that I desire for myself, and it's something that's very difficult for me.
No sé si les pasa a ustedes o solamente a los colombianos, pero tenemos 30,000 cosas en la cabeza.
I don't know if it happens to you or if it's just to all Colombians, but we have 30,000 things going on in our heads.
¿Es similar here?
Is it similar here? Is it?
Bueno, 30,000 una preocupaciones, nuestras cabezas y hoy en día funcionan al 1,000%.
So many different concerns going on in our head, and today in these days it's at like 1,000%. The capacity just goes and goes and goes.
Estaba estos días en Honeymoon Bay, you know what it is?
These last days I was in Honeymoon Bay on Vancouver Island.
Viendo las personas en pareciera que no se preocupan de nada, todo el mundo es despacio,
just seeing
tranquilo.
People just like without any cares or concerns, like vacationing.
Pueden estar horas sentados mirando en un lago sin que suceda absolutamente nada.
Just sitting on a bench for hours watching a lake as if nothing else in the world mattered.
Ayer estaba todo el día en Vancouver viendo todo el mundo corriendo.
And then I went into Vancouver yesterday and just watched everyone just running everywhere.
Era el concierto de Elton John ayer.
¿El qué?
El concierto de Elton John.
Oh, yesterday in Vancouver, Elton John had a
concert. No, Elton John no. No, Elton John murió.
Maybe he died. Yeah, that'd be a weird concert. Se imagina.
Alguien es muy famoso.
And someone really famous at a concert in Vancouver. Elton John's dead.
Sí. Sí.
Maybe someone knows. That's okay.
Y
running around.
Y es muy lo que yo veía ayer en Vancouver es muy parecido a mi vida.
What I saw in Vancouver was what I see reflected in my own life, just bing 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 going back and forth, running
around. Pero realmente Dios está interesado en nuestro corazón.
But truly God is really interested in our rest with him.
¿Qué tan endurecido está tu corazón?
How hardened is your heart?
Y eso no importa cuánto lleves en la iglesia, no importa cuántos años conozcas de Dios.
It doesn't matter how long you've known God. It doesn't matter how long you've been a church member.
En este momento, hoy.
In this moment, here today.
Tú puedes tener tu corazón endurecido.
You can have your heart hardened.
Por alguna cosa.
For one thing.
Por alguna razón.
For one reason.
Por alguna preocupación.
For any reason, for any worry.
Por alguna algo que ya dejaste de creer.
Something that perhaps you stopped believing.
De pronto ya sabes o piensas que Dios ya sobre alguna situación ya no va a hacer absolutamente nada.
For whatever reason you might think that God is, or situation in your life you might believe that God's not going to intervene or do anything.
O de pronto crees que Dios puede hacer hasta ciertas cosas ya Dios no puede hacer sobre otras cosas.
Or maybe perhaps you believe that God can do some things but he can't do other things anymore.
Entra en el reposo de Dios.
Must enter into the rest of God.
Yo quiero entrar en el reposo.
I want to enter the rest of God.
Yo quiero preguntarle a la iglesia.
I want to ask this church.
¿Cuántos quieren entrar en el
reposo
de Dios?
How many of you want to enter into the rest of God? Really enter into the rest of God?
Realmente.
How many of you?
Realmente.
Truly want to enter God's
Realmente.
Rest? Truly.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor, tanto te conocemos.
Lord, we know you so much.
Y tanto nos cuesta creer.
And even then it costs us and it's so hard for us to understand and believe.
¿Cuánto te hemos visto?
How much and how often have we seen you at work?
¿Cuántas cosas hemos conocido de ti?
And how many things, so many things have we learned from you?
¿Cuántas cosas has hecho por nosotros?
So many things that you've done for us.
Y aún
and
muchas
still,
veces.
Many times,
endurecemos nuestro corazón.
Our hearts have become hardened.
Permítenos entrar en tu reposo.
Allow us, Lord, to enter into your rest.
Permítenos conocer el reposo.
Allow us to understand your rest.
Que es solamente cuando estamos contigo.
And that it's only when we are with you.
Bendice esta iglesia, Señor.
Bless this church.
Es una iglesia, Padre, que conoce de ti.
It's a church that knows you, Lord.
Y vive como tú quieres.
And it lives like you want them to live.
Viven de acuerdo a lo que han conocido de ti.
They live in accordance with what you, from their knowledge and their walk with you.
Que pueden depositar, Señor, todas sus preocupaciones en ti.
Help them to give and deposit all of their concerns and worries to you.
Y que así como nos vemos por fuera, nos vemos por dentro.
And that we would look at ourselves the way that we look at ourselves externally, we'd also look at ourselves internally.
Gracias, Señor, por este tiempo y tu palabra.
Thank you, Lord, for this time and for your word.
Amén.
Amen.